Following on our last session on scientific advice in the Antarctic Treaty System, this session will focus on international cooperation in Antarctica. It will be chaired by Professor A.H. Zachary. I first met Professor Zachary following his tenure as the director of the United Nations University Institute of Advanced Studies in Tokyo, and he was chairing a session at a meeting in Akureyri. Professor Zachary has returned to his home country of Malaysia and is now the professor in charge of the University of Sains Center of Global Sustainability. Dr. Zachary is also a member of the International Board. It's been a pleasure to collaborate with him. And before introducing him, I'd like to give to him the medal from the International Board. Professor Zachary.
Thank you, Paul. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this session on international cooperation in Antarctica. I feel somewhat self-conscious in the presence of veterans of Antarctica, especially that I've never been to that beautiful continent. But all the same, I think this session is a very important one, and as the United Nations Secretary General pointed out in his video address this morning, that the Antarctic Treaty is a unique example of international cooperation. And it's more intriguing and also very praiseworthy that this treaty was conceptualized and initiated at the height of the Cold War, and how it has demonstrated as a mechanism to promote peace for humankind. And I was really delighted to observe from the intervention of Kate Harris just now, mentioning how the AT could be a model to promote peaceful existence. This is in the context of that area of conflict in Kashmir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 50 years ago. The challenges are different, and today we know very well the set of global challenges are more challenging and more pressing, which include not only climate change as the biggest of all, but things which are quite mundane, commercial activities like unsustainable fishing, impacts of tourism and biological prospecting. So in the context of international collaboration, as they say, we can cut the cake in various fashion, really, depending on the stakeholders.